1 Timothy. Amen. 1 Timothy chapter 6 and begin at verse 11. But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness. Amen. Follow after righteousness. Follow means to go after. Amen. So, amen. He's saying here, go after righteousness. Double emphasis there. Go after godliness. Go after faith. Go after love. Go after patience. Go after meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Amen. There's a difference in fights, isn't there? Some fights been better off if they wouldn't been fought. Amen. Hallelujah. I got battery.
Raise your hand. Ask the Lord to have his way.
Fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession among many witnesses. I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickeneth, that word quickeneth, means maketh alive all things. And before Jesus Christ, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession, that thou keep this commandment. What commandment? Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable, until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I first came to the highway. Some fellows came up the house to talk to me about how I was preaching. They said, it's not that we disagree with what you preached, it's the way you said it. Amen. I told them I meant just exactly what I said, and if I have to, I'll say it again. That's unrebukable. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. That thou keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable, until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. He told Timothy to do it, and then he set the example for Timothy by doing it himself. I have fought a good fight. I have kept the faith. Praise God. A few years ago, I had a dream or a vision. I was pastoring, I think, in Barberville, Kentucky at the time, and I dreamed that there was a terrible battle going on, and seemed like the center of the battle was in a place like the Barberville campground. Seemed like it was right there. The battle was raging. Amen. And I could see them carrying off casualties, and some of them looked like people that I knew, young folks, young preachers that I knew. And amen. And the enemy was also some preachers that I knew, and they was a shouting because they was a winning the victory. Amen. And it looked like we was losing the victory. I woke up in a terrible sweat because I had seen that horrible battle in my dream and the casualties. And when I saw who the enemy was, it was more frustrating than ever. Amen. It was also preachers that I knew. Amen. And I saw some faces. I lived long enough to see the fulfillment of that. Amen. That was in around 1964, 5, 6, somewhere along in there. Amen. And or 7, thereabouts. I can't remember what year it was that I had the vision of the dream and saw the casualties and saw that the very body was pitted against each other. Amen. And a bitter war was ensuing. Amen. And I can tell you the faces of some of those preachers that I seen that was on the wrong side. I couldn't figure it out. I couldn't fathom it. Amen. When I dreamed it. But it's a terrible thing, folks, to be fighting for the wrong thing. It is a futile battle to be fighting for the wrong thing and fighting those that you should be helping. Amen. But I lived long enough to see so many people change that they became enemies to righteousness. They became enemies to the holiness message and separation from the world. Amen. And they took on the attitude, so to speak, if you can't lick them, join them. And they made friends with the world and the worldly segment and made enemies out of the godly segment of the church. Amen. Oh God, this is a mortal conflict we're in. And a lot of people are not going to survive. And I want to tell you tonight, you won't survive yourself unless you fight the good fight of faith. You're going to have to stand up on your haunches and fight. Say, I'm tired of fighting. I'm tired of battling. I'm tired of fighting. Amen. You can't win if you get tired of fighting. You got to fight till you die. Amen. Old Flint Cemetery, one of the Collins cemeteries where most of my kin folks are buried on the Collins side. Out there, there's a fellow by the name of Robert Collins. He was killed in World War II. Amen. I remember when he went to the service, and he was one of the very first ones on the beach off that landing craft, and the Japs was ready for them. I mean, they had the machine guns loaded, and they hadn't yet used up all their ammunition, and they were fresh troops then. And when those boys, the first bunch, come off of that troop ship that opened its mouth and let them out, amen, in that shallow water onto that beach, amen, he was one of the first ones to get mowed down. He didn't even get to fire his gun. But he died fighting. And he was important in that war. And he died a soldier. Amen. And he's buried out there in Flint Cemetery, a soldier. Amen. The boys that was with him told a story. He was the first one killed on the beach. Amen. But he fought nevertheless until he died. And that's what we got to do. No matter how long it takes or how short it takes, we can't quit. We got to fight till we die. Amen. Yeah, Galatians tells us to put on the whole armor of God. Amen. Or Ephesians. Praise God. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand against the enemy. So we need to arm ourselves and make up our mind. And that's what really that armor is. It's the armor of our mind. It's not the kind of armor that you wear on your body. Amen. It's the kind that you wear on your mind. It's the kind that you put on your soul. It's the kind that you put on your spirit. Praise God. Arm yourselves. Let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. Thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Amen. But humble himself to the death of the cross. Praise God. Amen. Oh, fight. Put the armor of God on and fight. Fight the good fight of faith, contending for the faith once delivered to the saints. Old time way, praise God, fight the good fight of faith. Oh, they're not preaching like you. They're not preaching like they used to. Amen. And they're doing good. And they got a big TV broadcast. Yeah, I know how to lose most of the congregation with one message. Amen. Just preach the Bible to them. I mean, just read it like it is. Amen. Most of these congregations, these big congregations, they can't take the Bible. Or they take such a certain segments of it, you know. Amen. And I mean, they can get all excited about certain segments of it, but they can't take it all. Amen. It is offensive to them. Amen. Oh, God. We got to fight the good fight of faith. What is the faith that we fight for? The faith once delivered to the saints. Now there's two ways to look at that. Amen. Faith is believing God, but what do you believe? The highest form of faith there is believing everything that God said and putting it into practice. Every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Faith is not some passive confession, amen, that we have and ignore the truth of God. Hallelujah. Faith without the word is groundless faith. Amen. We got people today in these charismatic churches, they say, we're in the word. No, they're in the part of the word that they like, that doesn't offend their lifestyle, that doesn't get down to where they live. Amen. Yeah, they got it all figured out. You don't have to fight anymore. You got to fight the good fight of faith. Praise God. In other words, contend for the faith and not fight each other. Amen. Hallelujah. We need to help each other in the fight. Praise God. Fight. We need to fight. How? Amen. Well, fighting is opposite of yielding. Fighting is the opposite of giving up. Fighting is the opposite of giving in. Fighting is the opposite of retreat. Praise God. We need to get up on our haunches and fight till we die. Praise God. How do we fight? Did you know that you can still pray through? Woo-woo. Amen. I'm telling you what, you can shut yourself in your bedroom. That's what the Bible means by closet. Amen. It means that room off to itself, you know, and shut yourself. And you can still cry out to God, if need be, to the top of your voice. Amen. And you can still pray through. That's how you fight. You can pray through about things. You can pray through so good there won't be no left praying left to do. Hallelujah. About certain things. You can pray through. Praise God. Hallelujah. And in order to pray through and fight the good fight of faith, you have to fight the flesh and overcome the flesh. Amen. You got to get old number one by the shirt collar and drag him to the altar and push his head down and say, pray through. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, we need to fight the flesh and all of its works. There's 17 works of the flesh, but there's really more than that. Amen. He said, and such like, and boy, that's like punching the buttons on a computer. Sister Collins and I have got a computer. So far, that's about all we've got is a computer. Amen. And Sister Collins spent most of the week trying to learn something about it, and she's bought about $100 worth of tapes and books and software to try to learn something about it. Amen. That's a conservative estimate. Hallelujah. Amen. But sometimes you can push a button and boy, a whole bunch of stuff opens up. And when the Bible said, and such like, woo-wee, that's 101 things, praise God, that's like those other 17 works of the flesh, praise God, hallelujah, yeah, hold, window opened up, praise God, we need to fight the flesh, we need to fight boredom, amen, if we're not very careful, we'll get about half backslidden, bored with church, and what we really need to do is pray through real good and proper, and repent of our indifference, and our lackadaisical on this, amen, we need to fight laziness, whoo-wee, amen. Oh, glory to God. Benjamin Franklin said, early to bed and early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. If that be the case, amen, some folks is going to be awful poor and awful dumb. Amen. Hallelujah. Brother Routon said, some preachers don't know that the sun comes up gradual. Amen. Hallelujah. It's always up. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. We defy laziness. I'm not telling you when to pray. Amen. When Brother Coates got down there in Guatemala, and those people in that convention was waking him up at 5 o'clock in the morning with a rip road and Pentecostal prayer meeting. He said, Brother Coates, get up and pray with us. And he's a tired American evangelist wanting to get his rest in. He said, don't y'all know that God don't answer prayer at 5 o'clock in the morning? Amen. He does, amen. I'm not telling you got to pray at 6. I'm not telling you got to pray at 7. But I'm telling you, praise God, you're going to have to fight soul laziness. You're going to have to battle against lethargy. Amen. One brother told me that when he got down to pray that he was embarrassed by his own voice. Praying by himself now. He got embarrassed listening to himself pray. He hadn't prayed yet then. Yeah, we really got down to business yet. Amen. H.O. McClure, amen, he owned the McClure Oil Company in Thames. That's where I bought my gas. I became the pastor of the Midway Pentecostal Church at the ripe old age of 17 years. Amen. And I pastored a year and 9 months, 17, 18, 19, thereabouts. Amen. And I didn't have one date the whole time I passed that church because I didn't want nobody to talk. I didn't want nobody to say anything about my ministry, so I didn't have one date the whole time. Amen. I bought my gas down at H.O. McClure. He went to Assembly of God Church mostly, you know, because if you want to be a good businessman, and in most places you need to belong to a church in America. There was a time it was fashionable that you need to belong to church. But he said, you know, a preacher said, there's something bothers me about the Pentecostal folks, the way they pray. He said, I get down to pray, and said, they all pray at the same time. He said, I get to listening to one pray, and then I get to listening to another one pray, and then I get my mind on another one praying. And he said, I just get all confused. That ain't the way you do it, brother. Hallelujah. The way you battle that kind of problem is pray yourself. You drown out your neighbor if you have to, praise God, but pray yourself. Amen. Glory to God. We need to fight against unfaithfulness. We'll have to fight it. We'll have to fight for loyalty. We'll have to set the example of loyalty. Amen. There was a time that Pentecostal folks made their plans around the house of God and the services of God. And they didn't make any other plans. Amen. If it didn't fit into the house of God, the services of God, amen, no matter how many they had a week, praise God. We had services five times a week at Midway in Thayer, Missouri. Amen. Sister Collins Church, when I first got acquainted with her and started going to Granite City, they had church Saturday night, Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Monday night. Every Monday night they had church. Why'd they have church on Monday night? Sometime or other they had revival, amen, and a revival spirit in the church. And they stayed in church on Monday night to reap the harvest of Sunday night. Amen. And so all the time I was courting Sister Collins, and all the years, amen, that we was going to Granite City, as long as Brother Cook lived, they had church on Monday night. Amen. That's faithfulness, folks. Praise God. Hallelujah. We need to be like the African church. Praise God, this little African preacher. Amen. He couldn't read and write. Amen. And they wouldn't let him go to Bible school. And so he just went back to his town and started a church. Amen. And God told him to raise this dead person from the dead. Hallelujah. And he came out to pray. Amen. Duma. Duma was his name. Hallelujah. There are still people living today that need Duma, that had people healed at Duma in answer to Duma's prayers. Amen. And praise God, the dead person set up, and all the folks in that town run off. He thought, well, that's strange. He ought to be happy God raised somebody from the dead. But after a while, he heard a noise. They was all coming back. And when they came back, they brought the whole countryside with them. Praise God. And he built a church because of the miracles in his life. And here's the way he had them trained. He had them trained that every time they rung the bell, they just dropped everything they was doing and went to church. There wasn't a lot of racket in the country, in the jungle, in the bush. Amen. And so they could hear the church bell. The ones that couldn't hear it, others could hear it and tell them. And they just went to church every time they rang the bell. Praise God. Oh, that's the kind of faithfulness that revival is born in. That's the kind of fire that revival is born in. Amen. You'll have to fight in order to be loyal today. You'll have to fight today in order to stay faithful. The world's a pulling. There's 1,001 things are pulling. The fun is pulling. The pleasure's pulling. The pleasure runs are pulling at our people today and at our young people. Amen. And they get the feeling that the world is passing them by. Hey, I'll stand for Jesus and let the world go by. Fight that kind of faith. Amen. That good fight of faith. You had to fight against worldliness. Worldliness in your own life. Creeping worldliness. We just came back from London 2 or 3 weeks ago. Amen. And I was appalled at the spiritual condition in London. I was appalled at the spiritual condition in all of England of the reports I got from people that had known the greats of bygone years. Amen. And known the wholeness message of bygone years, and some still longed for it, but they were like a silent voice in the dark. Amen. There was a scarce remnant left. The gentleman, good gentleman that had known Smith Wigglesworth and knew George Jeffries and his son, or vice versa. Amen. And Donald G., those Pentecostal greats of bygone years that rocked their world for God. Amen. Those men that knew them said, there's nothing left in England like it today. What is it? The great falling away, folks, has already happened in England. It's already happened in London. It's already happened in Scotland. Amen. Even during the revival in 1906 in California, Frank Bonovan was in contact with Evans Roberts continually. They wrote letters back and forth. But the revival ground to a halt in Wales. And here's why. The devil came to Evans Roberts one night in a vision and said, if you continue this revival, I'm going to attack your family. And told all the things that he was going to do to his family and his kinfolks and his immediate friendships. Amen. And Evans Roberts, the leader of that Wales revival, that great prayer bastion of that day, amen, fell back into oblivion and quit because of what the devil told him. And I'll attack you, I'll attack your family. What do you do when the devil comes to you and tell you? Tell him, I ain't nothing new, devil. We've been enemies all along. Amen. Put up your dukes. Praise God. I'm coming through. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Amen. We're going to be in a fight to the finish. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Be like old Milton Dickey. Amen. When Troy Case was trying to pick a fight with Milton Dickey. Amen. And there was only outside churches going on in the old Union Hill Church, and the boys on the outside fighting. Amen. Milton and Earl Dickey came to church in a Model T Ford. Sinners. Amen. One of them sat out on the hood and held a lantern. Amen. While the other drove the Model T down the country road. That's the way they came. Amen. I seen them. That's the way they came to Union Hill Church. Amen. But they wasn't in church. And Troy and Earl, or Milton one, got into it. Amen. And Troy told him what he was going to do with him and how he was going to wipe up the ground with him. Amen. And I was standing there and I heard him say, you might do it with some other expletives, but he said, you sure won't enjoy it. Amen. If the devil tells you, amen, he's going to wipe up the ground with you, you tell him he might do it. Praise God. But in the name of Jesus, he's not going to enjoy it. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm going to fight. Amen. I got a signed contract. Amen. To fight the devil with my fist and bite him with my teeth till I ain't got no teeth, and then gum him till I die. Hallelujah. Amen. We're in this to the finish. Hallelujah. We're going to have to fight worldliness. Amen. Praise God. We're going to have to fight sin. I know it's well used and maybe well worn, but they said, and I'll repeat, it's worth repeating. If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. Amen. If you don't fight sin, first thing you know, sin will creep right in. Sin will crawl out of the walls of your house. Amen. Sin will crawl right in. Make a nest in your hair. You got to fight sin. Praise God. We got to help each other in this fight. And sometimes we need each other's help. The Bible said, bear you one another's burdens. Amen. We got to do that sometimes. But if you ain't got nobody to bear your burden, don't get missed. Don't get mad. Same chapter. Just same next verse says, let every man bear his own burden. Amen. Bear one another's burden, let every man bear his own burden. Amen. How you reconcile that? Glory to God. When you can't get no help, and when you haven't got any help, pray till help come. Bear your own burden. Amen. God will send you somebody if you need somebody. How many times has God sent me to the hospital? Amen. And I walked right out of the elevator, right into somebody. Didn't even know he was in the hospital. Didn't even know they'd had a heart attack. Amen. They hadn't called me, but God sent me. You live faithful to God, God will send somebody to help you in your time of need. Praise God. The great falling away is going on right now. It's already swept over all of Europe. Amen. those places where Paul preached. You remember that Macedonian call? That's where they're having the war in Yugoslavia now. That's where they're having all the peace. The ones that had it first lost it first. Amen. France had it. They had those great Waldenses and those mountain Christians, those Pentecostals that kept the faith, praise God, and hid in the French Alps. And God had a remnant for a while in France. What's happened to France? They've lost every war they've fought in this century. We had to bail them out every time. We had to retake Paris every time. They run over them like a steamroller. What's the matter with France? It just boils down to this. When a nation loses its spiritual stamina, it also loses its moral stamina. It loses the spiritual battle, it also loses the natural battle. Oh, they're educated. Oh, they're smart. Oh, yeah, they had it first. Many firsts. But where are they? Spiritually, a big zero. Where's London tonight? In 1996. There's not hardly a remnant left, folks. A scant few. That brother that run the Geneva bookstore knew all those great revivals, all those great men, see all those great works of God. He don't even go to Pentecost church anymore. He meets together with a small group of about 7 people. We was wanting to go to church with him. He didn't even encourage us to go to church with him. Amen. Why? Wasn't nothing to be proud of. What's wrong? They're in such bad shape in London. They're in such bad shape in England. Amen. That they need missionaries. The great falling away, the creeping apostasy, amen, now has crept on to our shores. It's coming across the land. Amen. You know why? If, amen, he gets elected, he will get elected. You know why he's leading? I'll give you my opinion. Amen. God, sooner or later, gives a nation what they deserve. Amen. Yeah, he abandons them to what they deserve. Why did Babylon take over in Jeremiah's day? Because it was God's will. They deserved the takeover. It was God's time for it. That's what got Jeremiah in trouble. Amen. No sirree. He said, we're going to stay in Jerusalem. We're going to triumph. God's going to give us the victory. Amen. No, not unless you win the fight for morality and spirituality and obedience and separation from the world and purity. You'll have enough of the favor of God for God to give you anything. And so Jeremiah said, you're going to spend 70 years in captivity. Build your houses, plant your vineyards, make the most of it. It's going to be a long time before you come home. Amen. And you know which one's got to come home? The ones that was willing to fight. I mean, there's a remnant come home, amen, they held a sword in one hand and a trowel in the other, and they fought and built at the same time. And that's the only kind of people God can use. And that's the nucleus that will make the big leap into the next millennium. If Jesus tarries, praise God, we're going to have to fight the great falling away. We're going to have to say, one more time, we're going to have revival in America. We're going to have revival in our church. Praise God, if we have to meet together and pray all night long, all week long, amen, and fast and pray, we're going to get a hold of God. We're going to pray through about this thing, and we're going to see God move. We're going to fight. And that's the only way, folks, that holy men can fight. Stand with me. And let's pray. Lord, challenge our hearts. Oh, glory to God. Bring us, oh Lord God, to a prayer commitment. Bring us, oh Lord God, to a place to where once again we will seek God with our whole heart, ourselves, and not leave it to somebody else to do our praying for it. Lord, give us a zeal for prayer. Give us a zeal to seek God. Give us a zeal to stir up ourselves and lay hold on God and fight this good fight of faith. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We're going to have a made up mind if we're one of that ready remnant. We're either going to get in the falling away or we're going to get caught away. Which one we do is up to us. If we get caught away, it'll be after the fight. It'll be because we paid the price. Amen. Hallelujah. You know why that bride and groom's going to get caught away in that hot air balloon? Because somebody paid $15,000 or $20,000 for the balloon, amen, and gave their time, amen, and bought the gas to heat it up and blow it up, amen. There's a price tag attached, folks. If we take off, oh, it don't cost nothing to get saved, but it costs a whole lot to stay saved. It don't cost nothing to get saved, but if you have any reward at all, it'll be because you worked and fought till you died. Amen. Sing, children. Let's come around God's altar and let's make the most of this hour. Let's make the most of this moment. Let's make the most of this battle. Let's make the most of this conflict. Let's say, devil, you're not holding me down. Amen. You may walk on the ground with me, but it'll be after the fight.
I took my master's hand and I joined the heavenly band. Now I'm on the battlefield for my Lord.
Oh, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord.
Oh, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. I promised him that I'd only serve him till I die. I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. I lost my flag in battle, my staff is in my hand, I'm taking it to Jesus.
Utilize that weapon of prayer. Hallelujah. Let your cry be heard on high.
I'm a sinner, come and die. Now I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Now I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Oh, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. I promise him that I'm gonna serve him till I die. I'm on the battlefield for my Lord.